This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen who is featured.
Hi guys, it's me, Lydia Urice. I was the podcast editor last year. I'm back this year for one more podcast. I interviewed Scarlett Patton as she reflected on her time in high school and talked about her plans looking forward. Where did you attend elementary?
Clark School.
Did you like it?
Oh yeah, it was definitely really a lot of fun. I met a lot of cool people, and it gave me like the motivation to do well in school through middle school and now and for the future.
What advice would you give to your freshman self?
I'd probably say like welcome change with open arms, because the things you'll be doing now and the friends who you talk to freshman year are not going to be the same now. And know wherever you end up is where you're supposed to be.
What is one of your favorite high school memories?
Becoming a family with cross country and track.
What are your post-grad plans?
I plan on attending Washington University in St. Louis, majoring in computer science. And I'm a Danforth scholar, which means that I was selected out of roughly 8,000 applicants to receive a scholarship for the school, and I was selected because of my leadership and commitment to my community.
How did Webster Groves shape your decision to pursue said post-grad plans?
Webster definitely gave me all of the resources that I needed to become interested in computer science and get a deeper dive. I did teach myself how to program in seventh grade and went to some camps before high school, but high school definitely enriched my experience with computer science. And I was also able to get A+ certified, which is what a lot of IT professionals have. Overall, really helped me build my circle of friends and really inspired me to do what I do now and to impact my community in a positive way.
If you could redo one thing about high school, what would you redo?
I would probably redo kind of like how much I explored my identity, because I definitely probably could have done that sooner, kind of get out of my bubble of like what was and like who I was, and instead, yeah, being open to change.
This has been another edition of Voices of Webster. Thank you for listening. To find out more information about The Echo, visit our website at wgecho.org. Tune in next Friday for a new episode of this podcast. Music is Beauty Flow by Kevin MacLeod.